Good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with football. Crystal Palace are one game away from winning the FA Cup for the first time in their history. After beating Aston Villa 3-0 at Wembley, manager Oliver Glasner says it was crucial to show such a good performance after a difficult run of results.
We really entered every single game in this. It was the fifth game in 2 weeks. Every single game we entered with the approach to win it, and we couldn't do it four times. We had two heavy defeats away. I think we learned from it.
They'll be back at the National Stadium next month to take on the winner of today's last four, tie between Manchester City and Nottingham Forest. Liverpool will be confirmed as Premier League champions if they avoid defeat against Tottenham at Anfield this afternoon. Ipswich will be back in the Championship next season after their relegation was confirmed with a 3-0 loss at Newcastle. Now the hosts are up to third, while another side in the hunt for Champions League qualification, Chelsea, beat Everton 1-0. And then in the boxing ring, Chris Eubank Jr. defeated Conor Benn in a thrilling 12-round middleweight battle between the two British boxers. Now, he got a unanimous decision from the judges at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Eubank Jr. arrived with his dad, despite saying in the build-up that the pair hadn't talked in years. Speaking to Sky Sports News before the fight, his dad addressed his claims about their relationship.
Whether I'm ringside or in his corner, I'm here. Connor, that's not fair to say I don't even like my son. I love my son. I may not like some of his ways, as I don't like some of your ways, but I love him.
And then closing off with the United Rugby Championship results from yesterday, Ospreys' faint hopes of making the playoffs remain alive following a comprehensive 57-24 victory against bottom side Dragons in their Welsh derby. Now they've moved within 3 points of the top eight. Scarlets got a 35-22 win over leaders Leinster. Elsewhere, Connacht suffered a 26-7 defeat to the Emirates Lions in Joburg, and Ulster lost 22-19 at home to the Hollywood Bets Sharks. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.